This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Western leaders arrived in Kyiv Saturday to show solidarity with Ukraine on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion, which has cost tens of thousands of lives. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The president of the European Commission and the prime ministers of Italy, Belgium, and Canada arrived together in Kyiv by train. On the battlefield, Ukrainian troops are running low on ammunition as they hope for further Western aid. The leaders arrived hours after a Russian drone attack on the southern city of Odessa killed one person and left three others with severe burns. Meanwhile, drones hit a steel plant in southern Russia, causing a large fire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Peace mediators in Paris are working to secure a ceasefire in Gaza in hopes of averting an Israeli offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million displaced people are sheltering. Israel says it will attack the city if no truce agreement is reached soon. Washington has urged its ally not to do so, warning that such an attack would cause vast civilian casualties. Late Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented his security cabinet with an official post-war plan for Gaza, in which Israel would have full security control over the enclave without Hamas leadership and without any governance by the Palestinian Authority based in the West Bank. Speaking at the White House Friday, U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has been very clear about where it stands on those issues.
We believe that whatever post-conflict Gaza looks like, the Palestinian people should have a voice and a vote in what that looks like through a revitalized Palestinian Authority. We don't believe in any reduction of the size of Gaza. We don't believe, and we'll continue to be very vocal about the fact that we don't want to see any forcible displacement of Palestinians outside Gaza.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden announced 500 new sanctions on Russia, which he said would target Russia's war machine and will also target individuals involved in the imprisonment and death of prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny last week. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Zadie Sane reports.
During a visit to Argentina, Secretary of State Antony Blinken answered a question from Voice of America, saying he believes sanctions will have a long-term impact on Russia's ability to modernize its economy, military, and energy sector. And Blinken did not forget Navalny.
We're also taking action against three individuals specifically in connection with the death of Alexei Navalny, the prison warden, the regional prison head, the deputy director of the Federal Penitentiary Service.
In Moscow, Putin took part in a Defender of the Fatherland Day patriotic ceremony and hailed what he termed the authentic heroes fighting in Ukraine. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
Farmers in central Greece are still struggling to recover after unprecedented flooding last year. Many areas remain submerged, and the situation is fueling anger among farmers who, like many across Europe and elsewhere, have found their livelihoods under threat from rising costs and climate change. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
These fruitless almond trees belong to farmer Babis Evangelinos. He's one of the many farmers in central Greece still reeling from unprecedented flooding last year. The situation is disappointing, he says. I could never have imagined I would have to board a boat to get to see my land. His small plot is on the Thessaly Plain, a key breadbasket in Greece. It normally accounts for a quarter of the country's agricultural produce. But last year, storms submerged about 35,000 acres in the area near Lake Karla. One estimate suggests it could take up to 2 years for the water to subside.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. Local authorities in the Chinese eastern provincial capital of Nanjing reported Saturday at least 15 people have been killed and 44 injured after a fire at a residential building. At a news conference, officials said the fire broke out early Friday with a preliminary investigation suggesting the blaze started on the building's first floor where electric bikes had been placed. The building is located in the Yuhua province or district of Nanjing, a city of more than 8 million, about 260 kilometers northwest of Shanghai. The official said the fire was extinguished about 6 a.m. local time, and a search and rescue operation ended about 2 p.m. Friday. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.